Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, there's a ton of things we could talk about. I mean, there really are a million things we could talk about, but I think the most important thing for you to hear about today is leaky faucets. Yeah, that's what we're going to talk about on today's show. We're going to talk about leaky faucets. And I just heard the entire audience go, "What? Are you kidding me? We tuned into this show because you're going to tell us about real estate and tell us about how investing in real estate is the way to go, and that it's a much better approach to retirement than what we're currently doing now. So why is it we're talking about leaky faucets?" Well, I'll just come clean with you, because Jason, my producer, he was tackling a leaky faucet problem over the weekend. Now, you might think, what's the big deal? I'm sure Jason is fully competent and capable to repair a leaky faucet. He absolutely is. He's competent to do a whole bunch of things. But he repaired a leaky faucet. So what's the big deal about this? Well, here's the big deal. Jason, as far as I know, unless he corrects me at the break, Jason rents his housing. You heard me correctly. Jason rents his housing. He didn't go out and buy a house. He didn't go out and buy a condo. He didn't go out and buy a townhome. He didn't go out and buy a double-wide trailer. He didn't buy any of that stuff. He is renting his housing. And if you're renting housing, then there should be some services that are included in the rent, don't you think? I mean, that's kind of the way I look at it. I look at it from the standpoint of my residents don't need to be worried about things going wrong in their properties. They don't, because I follow a model called best product at the best price, which ironically attracts the best people to my properties. And I make sure that every property that I put into service meets my standard. So you're wondering, what is my standard? Well, my standard, I just told you, it's the best product at the best price that attracts the best people. That's my standard. And you're probably thinking, okay, wise guy, what does that really mean? Simple. When I go into a property, I don't care what the condition of the property is the first time I encounter it. The more trashed, the better. Yeah, I'm totally fine with trashed out housing. Because one of the things that I've learned as a Lifestyles Unlimited member is that I could take that ugly, nasty thing that most everybody does not want to buy. And even if they do want to buy it, they don't even know what to do with it, let alone do they know if they could turn that property into something fantastic that will become a great asset for their portfolio. And that's what we teach you at Lifestyles Unlimited. We teach you to do all these things. So let's get back to Jason and fixing the leaky faucet. If Jason were renting from me, I would expect him to give me a call and say, "Hey, Al, I got a leaky faucet." Because one of the things that I have with my residents is an agreement. And I'm not just talking about the lease agreement. I'm talking about a verbal agreement that backs up that lease agreement, which means if there's blood on the property, you need to call me. If there's a fire on the property, you need to call me. If something breaks on the property, you need to call me. And here's why. Those types of things never get better with time. They never get better with time. So a leaky faucet, not that big of a deal. I'm sure there's one of a couple of things that Jason did to remedy that situation. Maybe there was a cartridge that was bad in the faucet. Maybe he had to replace that. Maybe it's one of those older ones where you remember those little rubber washers. Remember those? Yeah, those are still out there. Yeah, maybe it's a situation where the rubber washer just deteriorated and it's allowing the leak to get through. Maybe he just had to replace that. Maybe it was more significant. maybe Jason had to replace the entire fixture. Whatever the case, here's the problem I have with Jason fixing a leak in the place that he rents. It's not his job. It's not his job. I'm not saying that, you know, okay, here comes one of those shameless union jokes. I'm just going to say it. I'm not going to say it, but you knew where my mind was going. All right. Besides the point, I'm not saying that Jason isn't competent or capable to do the repairs, because I think he is. I just don't think that Jason should have to bother himself with doing the repairs. I really don't. I mean, one of the things that I agree to with my residents is that if something is real minor, if it's like an easy handyman fix and they feel that they're okay with fixing it, then I'm okay with them fixing it. But it has to be very, very, very minor. Otherwise, I'm going to send somebody to the property to fix it correctly. Not because I don't trust Jason. No, that's not the point. It's because if Jason gets it wrong and it breaks, well, there's no warranty. There's no warranty. And here's the other thing. I know that Jason is highly educated to do what Jason does for me in this radio world. I don't necessarily know that Jason went out and got a master plumber's education, and therefore I don't know if he's fully competent or capable to do those repairs. Here's the other thing. If Jason were living in my property, chances are he wouldn't even be dealing with the problem. Yeah, you heard me correctly. Because here's the other piece of information that I haven't shared with you yet. When I look at a property and I determine that that property meets my investing criteria, and I do my back of the napkin, which you'll learn as a Lifestyles Unlimited member. That's what I like to call it, a back of the napkin. Okay, really, what it is, it's just a financial analysis as to what it's going to take to get this property back to its glory days. And I'm going to fix or repair anything and everything that could go wrong in the next 5 to 7 years. The reason I do that is so that Jason doesn't have any issues with his plumbing. When we come back from the break, I'm going to get back into this topic of best product at the best price, which attracts the best people. Stick around.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a part of Lifestyles Unlimited? Del Walmsley tells you what to expect when you join us for the next live online free workshop.
We've been here for 30 years. Over 30 years, we've had and or do have roughly 50,000 plus members all over the United States. We have retired tens of thousands of people, and it's just incredible what you're going to find that you're going to be in here. Not only are you going to find the greatest amount of information and education, you're going to find the people, the most open people you've ever met in your entire life.
Come meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited who will help you change your life and empower you to stop depending on a paycheck, your 401k, IRA, or Social Security for your future. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. At the free workshop, we'll teach you the 5 ways to make money with real estate, cash flow, equity capture, appreciation, equity buildup, and the tax advantages. Like Dell says, we'll open our books and show you how the numbers work with both single family and multifamily case studies. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. All right, I've got a very important piece of information to share with you. At the break, Jason informed me that the cartridge on his faucet system had gone bad, and it was something that needed to be remedied. If Jason were my resident and he said, hey, it's the cartridge, I'm pretty sure it's the cartridge, I would go, why do you think it's that? Because he probably would go, well, because I'm looking at it right now and it's not doing what it's supposed to do. And I would just say, hey, do you feel comfortable replacing that? Go ahead and do it. At the end of the day, if it's something as simple as the cartridge, probably not a big problem to have your resident replace it, unless your resident does not have any skills with regards to doing plumbing. Now, most of you are probably laughing at me in that statement that I made right there, because you have skills. You have mad skills. Okay, you don't, maybe don't have mad skills, but you got general skills. I mean, you can do stuff around your house, right? I mean, replacing or repairing a faucet, not a big deal, right? And I'm sure Jason felt the same way. But here's the point. That particular faucet should not have ever had a cartridge go out on it. It shouldn't have. It should have been fully serviceable at the time that Jason took over residency in that property. And it was serviceable for Jason when he took over residency in that property and something went wrong. Now, I guess it really boils down to how is it you want to communicate maintenance needs to your residents? Because this is something that you must take into consideration. I'm not a big fan of having my residents do work on the property. And here's why. They don't own the property. Now, I'm not picking on them. There's a reason why they don't own the property. Maybe they just don't want to own the property. Okay, so I'm not picking on the resident. But here's the reason. Because they don't own the property, chances are they won't have the same level of satisfaction required when the job is complete. They may be willing to shortcut things or something like get stripped or something, and they figure, well, I got it on there close enough. It's good to go. And as long as it lasts for the time that they live there, they're never going to deal with it. And then when they move out and someone else moves in and that thing goes kaboosh, well, guess what? You're right back at square one. That's why I think it's important to have people that know what they're doing do the repairs in your property. Yeah, I firmly believe that. So let's talk about this best product at the best price for the best people concept. I got it all wrong. Okay, let me say it exactly the way our founder, Del Walmsley, says it, because I want you to understand this phrase, because this phrase will always be in the back of your mind as you are analyzing property for acquisition. Okay? It's also going to be in the back of your mind as you're going through the renovation phases, as you're doing turns. This phrase is with you all the time. It's one of these catchphrases that we use to keep reminding ourselves and reinforcing the concepts that we have learned as members of Lifestyles Unlimited with regards to correctly investing in real estate. Best product or the best price attracts the best people. Okay, best product. What does that mean? Does that mean when you go into a neighborhood and you look around and all the houses in the neighborhood are, say, 1960 stock, and they've got that, you know, that kind of three-bedroom, two-bath, 1,500 square foot look to them? There's smaller houses, maybe have a two-car attached, possibly a detached garage. They're on a standard residential lot, maybe 50 by 100. Those lot sizes vary by municipalities, okay? You find a property that meets that criteria in that neighborhood, all right? Now, you're thinking about best product. It means you have to have an understanding of what that neighborhood commands with regards to rental property. So how are you going to figure that out? Well, there's a couple ways to do it. Number one, you could just do a little market research. It's not that hard to do. As a matter of fact, with all the electronic platforms out there, with the fact that you can go to Zillow and literally see inside and outside of most houses, by the way, use caution with Zillow, because the pictures that you view may not be current pictures. I'm just telling you that. I'm not saying that Zillow's doing anything wrong. I'm just saying when they got the imaging for that particular property, that imaging may have come from a different time period when that property maybe was in a better condition. So you should always inspect the property yourself. And if you can't do it yourself, have somebody that you trust do it for you. Oh, who could you trust to do that for you? Well, I'll be honest with you. My right-hand person is my real estate agent, Bonnie. Yeah, she's, trust me. I sent her over to one of my houses to go look at it after I went through with my wife, Tina, and we did the final renovations because we put that property on the market. I had Bonnie go over there and look at it with one final eye. And she came up with two things that she felt needed to be done immediately to help make sure that we could command the best price for that property. Yeah. So your realtor is somebody that can be your eyes and ears for you. I mean, if you have the right relationship with your realtor, there is a fiduciary obligation there. There is. In other words, they have to do things in your best interest at all times. And trust me, Bonnie's got my back. So I've got no problems with that. Who else could you use? Well, how about your contractor? How about your general contractor? How about the person that's going to go in there and do the majority of heavy lifting on that property? This is somebody that you developed a relationship with. This is somebody that has seen way more houses than you have seen in your lifetime. And they have seen the interiors of these houses in different stages of repair, much, much more than you have. They also are aware of what is required by building codes. They also know what is required based on standards within the industry. They actually know a whole lot of things about a whole lot of things that you don't know a lot of things about. And your contractor, as long as you have the right relationship with this entity or this person, can be that person that can be your eyes and ears in the field so that you don't actually have to be there. So why is that so darn important? Well, let's say you live in a place like Miami Beach, Florida. And let's say you want to buy property in Dallas-Fort Worth. Are you going to get on a plane every time you're going to go look at property? Well, you could. It's totally available to you. It could get expensive to do it, but that is totally available to you. But I think a better approach would be to use your trusted agents to go out there and be your eyes and ears to do things on your behalf. It's a really good thing, and it keeps your expenditures down. All right, when we come back from the break, more on best product at the best price to attract the best people. Stick around.
When you look at the effects of what happened in 2008 and you compare it to what we are hopefully coming out of right now, real estate has definitely shown its resiliency. It has provided for people not only a place to live, but a place to work, a place to raise their children, a place to teach their children, a place to prepare all of their meals.
And that's really where the rubber meets the road, is that there are two things that people have to have, and they strive very hard to have them, and that's a roof over their head and food on the table. And if you are investing in something related to either of those two things, you are going to have a winning strategy. And in addition to that, you're providing something of value to the people around you, and creating a win-win situation while creating wealth and passive income for yourself is the best life you can get.
Real estate is resilient. You should have real estate in your portfolio. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. So the last segment, I got off on a kind of a tangent, but the reason I went off on that tangent is to share with you the fact that there's another saying that we follow in Lifestyles Unlimited that's always in the back of our mind. And it has to do with assets that we select to purchase and put into our portfolios. You ready for it? Live where you want, invest where it makes sense. It's as simple as that. Live where you want, invest where it makes sense. And that example I gave just before the break is the perfect example of it. As a matter of fact, I was describing a guy by the name of Isaac to you. Now, Isaac is a guy in his mid-30s that retired not only to himself, but his beautiful wife, Carolina,
in their 30s. And they did it with single-family assets. Now, here's the beautiful thing. They lived in Miami, Florida when they found Lifestyles Unlimited. And they became members. And the first thing that they did was they went to work buying properties in Texas. In Texas. And if you've heard Isaac on the show, and you've heard Isaac on the show, I've had him on the show multiple times. The first thing Isaac will tell you is that your team is such a valuable component to your real estate investing business. And that by assembling the right team around you, you get effectively a combat multiplier for what you're trying to do. Now, I know you guys in corporate America don't call it a combat multiplier. You probably call it something else. But isn't that a great thing? Isn't it a good concept to know that you can invest in real estate anywhere in this country, regardless of where you live? As a matter of fact, I'm going to bring a guy by the name of Phil on this show in the next month or so. Phil is an expat. Okay. Let me back up, because when I say expat, it makes you think that, you know, maybe he's got the Rambo ribbon around his forehead and he's got the big M60 machine gun. No, that's not what I'm talking about. He's an expat from the standpoint that he moved his household offshore. Phil did everything he was supposed to do in life. He wound up not succeeding in retirement. And realized that he had to change some things, and change them he did. He started moving away from what he had been investing in. He started moving into real estate assets, you know, these best product at the best price to attract the best people. He started buying those things and operating that business model. And over a period of a couple of years, Phil amassed enough income not only to completely retire himself and his beautiful wife, he was able to make a lifestyle change. See, Phil has always wanted to live on an island, and he does. He lives on an island in the Caribbean. Yeah, it's a Dutch-owned island. I mean, he didn't have to give up his American citizenship to go there, but he lives on an island. He wakes up every morning with the sound of parrots chirping, or I don't know what parrots do. What, they squawk? Whatever parrots do, they make these noises up in the trees, right? Okay, that's what he hears in the morning. He hears these parrots up in the jungly trees. He looks out across his backyard into the Caribbean Ocean. He's living his version of his life based on what he's wanted to achieve his entire life. And he did it by doing this best product at the best price for the best people. So let's break it down for you. Best product. I mentioned to you earlier in the show, our target house, the perfect house in our world, is a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 2-car garage, 1,500 square feet on a single family zoned lot in a nice neighborhood with lots of other kinds of houses like that. Those are the kind of houses that we look for to invest in. Now, that may not be the house that you would look for you to live in. Maybe you've got a different standard. But I'm not looking to provide housing to you. I'm not. I'm looking to provide housing to an element of our population that desperately desires it. I'm talking about clean, functional workforce housing. I'm not talking about putting custom homes into standard neighborhoods. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about creating a beautiful living experience for somebody that wants to enjoy their life or raise a family. Yeah, it's that simple. Now, when it comes to the houses, my target audience is a young married couple with one or two small children, moving out of apartment life, hoping to get into a house because they want to move away from living in an apartment community. There's nothing wrong with living in an apartment community, but
to the people that I rent to, they feel it is an upgrade in their standard of living if they can migrate away from the apartment community and move into a single family home. They believe that this helps to enhance their quality of life. And I'll tell you what, when they go out and they start looking for these properties to rent, they see everything. They see everything. Trust me. They see the hoarder house. Believe it or not, there are people that will put a property for rent in the marketplace that just looks like a hoarder still living in it. Yeah, they expect that, you know, you're so desperate for housing, you're going to come with a bucket of cash and you're going to clean the whole place up for them and you're going to pay them rent. I know. I don't know what goes on in the mind of those people, but those people are out there. We don't allow them to become Lifestyles Unlimited members. No, because we have ethics and that kind of stuff doesn't fly. The other thing that they look at is they look at a very nice maintained single family home that when they walk in, they see colors that are vibrant. They see appliances that are clean. They see a beautiful little kitchen. They see some features in the house that they haven't seen in other houses. And more importantly, they can see themselves living in this property. That is what I create for the people that want to rent my properties. Yes, that is called the best product. Now, I don't go in there and start putting marble tile down on the floors. Not unless every other house in the neighborhood's got marble tiles. Yeah. No. I don't do any of that stuff. So what do I use for materials? That's actually a good question. Well, let me tell you what I don't use. Carpet. Yeah, carpet is a no-go. It really is. And to be honest with you, carpet is hard to clean. It's hard to maintain. And it doesn't have as much of a life expectancy as harder surfaces. People actually like walking into a home and seeing what appears to be hardwood floors throughout. Now, I may not be paying for actual hardwood floors, but I will find materials that mimic hardwood flooring. And I will put those floors in for a percentage of the price as hardwood floors because I want to make sure that property meets the standards of the neighborhood. And maybe all the other rentals in the neighborhood have carpet in them. For me, I would just rather go with the harder materials because easier to maintain, easier to clean, just easier. Not only for me, but also for the resident. So what else would I not do? Well, I'm not going to go in there and put those, you know, multi-$1,000 Viking appliances into this property. No, because trust me, there's no other house in that neighborhood that's got a $4,000 refrigerator in it. But what I will put into the property is I will put in very nice matching appliances. Maybe I'll choose a white finish. Maybe I'll choose a black finish, possibly stainless steel. Whatever seems to be necessary to get my customer's attention, that's what's going in there. And I'm not paying massive money for those items. When we come back from the break, I'll explain myself. Stick around.
Your challenge is that you don't believe you can be rich, is that you don't believe you can retire within 5 years. That's half of your challenge. And until you can come up with that belief system, until you can reconcile that in your mind, you won't be willing to take the steps necessary to get there. So you need to get in here and meet some people.
Join us for the next free workshop and meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited that will share Del Walmsley's belief system and empower you to take the steps you need to be successful. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so you're getting the picture now. When somebody walks into one of my properties, first of all, before they even walk in, they're going to see a home that looks as good, if not better, than everything else in the neighborhood. You heard me correctly. The exterior looks nice. Landscaping, taken care of. It has something called curb appeal. And you have, trust me, you only have one chance to make a first impression on any particular person that's interested in renting your properties. So you might as well make a good impression. So I always start with curb appeal. And then when the potential resident walks into my home, what they're going to see is an open and airy floor plan. Yeah, now trust me, I didn't design it that way, but maybe I did some interior modifications, not to load-bearing walls, mind you, but to non-load-bearing walls that maybe opened up the household. Because back in, you know, like the 60s and stuff, it seemed like houses were very compartmentalized. A lot of walls and stuff. You had to like have walls between people. And over time, people want more open and airy layouts. They do. So if I can make that happen, and it's not going to cost me an arm and a leg to do it, I'm going to do it. The other thing they're going to see is they're going to see beautiful flooring throughout the property. And the flooring's going to match. And in the wet areas, they're going to find ceramic tile. Very nicely laid, very nicely appointed ceramic tile. Or whatever other material that my wife selects that is going to make the property pop. The appliances, they're all going to be matching. Yeah, I'm not going to have like a stainless steel sink, and then I'm going to have a black microwave, and then a white stove. And no, none of that. It's got to match. It's got to look like somebody put a little bit of effort into this thing. I'm not going to put a refrigerator into the home. That I will not do. Because I believe that residents that want to live in single-family homes will bring their own refrigerator. That tends to be the norm where I offer my properties up. But the other appliances that are there, the stovetop, the cooktop, the microwave that's built in, they're all going to match. And I'm not going to pay top of market prices because I get discounts through all the vendor relationships that I have that Lifestyles Unlimited put together for me, so I don't have to go out and do it myself. Yeah, this makes it really easy. So what else are they going to see in this property? Well, when they go into the bedrooms and the bathrooms, they're going to notice that the paint color is the same throughout the entire house, that there's no bright purple rooms, there's no pink rooms, there's no burnt orange rooms. Yeah, you guys remember the 70s, right? Remember burnt orange, harvest gold, and avocado, when it was avocado gold and harvest, I don't know. You know what I'm talking about. They're not going to see any of that in my property. They're not going to see it. The windows will have window treatments to them. In other words, I'm going to put blinds in, and I'm not going to put, you know, super $100 linear foot custom blinds. No, I'm going to put like $4 a set blinds in. You'd be surprised what you can buy today that's actually very good and very serviceable that will last a long period of time. It's not going to cost you a lot of money. You just got to make sure you know where to buy these things. And if you're a Lifestyles Unlimited member, that's real easy. You just ask your contractors, you just ask your fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members where they're getting their materials. We'll always share that information with you. As a matter of fact, there's an email chain that that I follow. It's a bunch of investors from the Central Texas area. I think there's about, I don't know, 800 of us Lifestyles Unlimited members on there. And these questions are always circulating around. Questions about where can I go to get the best pricing on flooring? And then you'll have a couple of members that will pop up and say, hey, I got this pricing, I got that pricing, because we help each other out. It's very important. Now, let me get back to this best product concept. So when everything is done and the potential resident walks into the backyard and they realize that this is a really nice place, that they haven't seen anything as good as this. And if they did see something as good as this, chances are my price point for rent might be just a little bit below what my competition is asking. Do you think they're going to want to rent my property? And the short answer is yes. Yes, they will want to rent my property because they're going to see the value. They realize that they're going to pay a certain amount of money every month, and they want to get something in return for that money that they spend. And I want them to get something in return for that money that they spend because I want them to have clean, functional workforce housing. I want them to enjoy the quality of life that they have set out to obtain for themselves. It's that simple. And when you create your product as the best product in the marketplace, you don't have to worry so much about attracting the best people. Trust me, the best people are out there. They're always out there. They're always looking for stuff. We follow all fair housing laws, period, end of story. I do not discriminate against anyone for any reason. I believe in treating everybody fairly. That's absolutely how I roll. But there are good people and there are bad people that you could rent to. And on the surface, if you had them standing right in front of you and they looked exactly the same, you wouldn't be able to tell one from the other without doing some background checks. So that's another thing that I will do, is that I will take my residence application. I will let them know I'm going to run some background checks. I'm going to look at criminal. I'm going to look at credit. I'm going to look at some other things. I'm actually going to call not only their last landlord, but I'm going to call the one before the last landlord. And here's why. The first landlord that I would call, maybe the current landlord or the recent one, maybe they just want these people to go away. So they're going to tell me anything just to make these people go away. But when you call the previous landlord, that person has no skin in the game anymore. And trust me, if the people that you're entertaining, putting into your property, created problems for that other landlord, that other landlord is going to spill the guts. They will spill the guts. Trust me, it happens. So now we've got the best product. We've got the best people. Because we screened these people, we found out that they can afford to pay the rent. We found that they have great credit. They have no criminal backgrounds. Everything is going good. So what we have to do is we have to negotiate the best price. And I already told you what my price point is. I look at what my competition does, and I meet or exceed them, and then I come in just a little bit below them. Maybe it's $10, maybe it's $15, maybe it's $20. It doesn't matter. I want to have the better price because I want my resident to feel like they're getting a better value. Trust me, $10 a month isn't going to make or break my real estate investing journey. But $10 a month could make somebody feel like they're really getting an even better deal than they think they're actually getting. And that takes me all the way back to Jason replacing the cartridge in his faucet. When the show's over, I'm going to ask Jason, did the landlord just like say, hey, it's your problem, deal with it? Or were you just being a nice guy? But at the end of the day, I'm never going to let Jason fix any of my plumbing. Not because I don't trust Jason, and not because Jason doesn't rent from me, but because that's not how my business model works. Because when I'm putting my property together up front, I'm creating that best product to put into service so that I can attract the best people, which is going to get me the best price for rent on that property. Not only am I going to have a very happy resident, chances are, in the entire time that that resident stays in that property, they're really not going to have any reason to call me. Because why does a resident call you if there's a problem, right? Yeah, they don't just call you up and say, hi, I'm your resident, and I just thought I would just call and say, I hope you have a nice day. Now, trust me, there are people out there that will do that, but they're very few and far between. No, but your resident will get you on speed dial if something goes wrong in the property. And in my properties, I want them to call me on speed dial if anything goes wrong, because if you have a small problem that does not get remedied, that small problem will create a bigger problem, which can create an even bigger problem, which can cost you a lot of money to remedy. If you'd only known about it earlier, you could have gotten to it sooner. So, at the end of the day, best product at the best price attracts the best people. And I'll tell you what, Jason, you got to stop changing those cartridges.
Now, from the files of Del Wamsley.
When I was young, I was making $40,000 a year. I bought a $40,000 one-bedroom condo. Later on, when I was making $100,000 a year, I went and I bought myself a $120,000 three-bedroom, two-bath, two-car garage home, brand new from a builder.
A little later, I was making, you know, more than $200,000 a year. I bought myself a 4,000 square foot home. And then when I made $1 million a year, I went and I bought myself a 5,000 square foot, $1 million home. And then later, I bought a $5 million home, but I bought it for half price, like $2.4 million or something like that. That's what I paid for it. It was almost an investment to me, but it was still way less than I'd made in any one year. So it was all within this conservative take that you don't spend more than 1 year's worth of income in the place you live.
If you want to find out how to do real estate the correct way, go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Get signed up for our free workshop, and we will show you everything.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.